And kind of just a 180-degree turn from the girls' coach. The girls had some frustration getting on the road, but the boys, they got on the road. And we talked about how balanced this HTC could be this year. But to my eyes, just looking at the scoreboard, it looks like you put together maybe the best back-to-back games that you've had this year over at Jamesport and Mercer last week.
It was. You know, we had a great stretch last week where we played back-to-back this week against two conference teams, and I thought we played probably the best two games we've had all year.
Defensively is where I look at, and when you give up 32 to Tri-County and 25 to Mercer, you give up that amount, upper 20s average, you're going to win a lot of basketball games. You figure you're going to have enough firepower to win if you're going to give up 28.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked about, you know, in previous interviews and really with the guys all season long, that defense is where we got to really start working harder at, that we're going to be able to score with some teams, but ultimately against really, really good teams, we want to be able to hold on our defense. So it was impressive on the defensive side in both of those games.
You know, a couple of teams that played one another, and Atlanta won, and I saw Atlanta, you know, calling Holiday Hoops on Saturday, so I know what sort of size the Atlanta Hornets have. You didn't have great success against them in the Novinger tournament. You ran into Green City on the 8th, and they got it to you pretty good. You've had more success than losses, but out of the two losses thus far, Coach, both kind of lopsided, what are the lessons that you wanted the guys to take out of those games?
Just mainly understand who we are, and I think that was the biggest respond that we had this last week, is we got back to who we really were, slowed down, let our defense transition to our offense, and just be patient on the offensive end, get what the defense takes us. So I was happy to see us back playing the basketball that, you know, we need to be playing in order to beat these really good teams around here.
And, you know, is Atlanta in your district or no? Is it just Green City that kind of is a team in your district that's going to have the attention on them?
Atlanta is not in our district, okay. But Green City is.
Both really good. You know, just at the very least, you look at Green City over there, you guys have a good squad. You know, Atlanta, you figure if you win districts, you keep winning, you're going to run into them at some point. There's some real good Class 1 basketball teams out east of Galt.
There is, you know, and we're pretty thankful. I'm happy that we got to see Green City and Atlanta already. Hopefully we get our game in on this coming Thursday against Atlanta just to see them again and see how much we've improved since we played them last. But, yeah, really good teams are fun not to always play, no matter what the outcome is.
What I took from your boys' performance last week, Coach, and you know, I was talking with Mercer this morning, obviously, you know, people are going to know about Corbin. He's going to be a known commodity. He's going to get double teams and all that. You know, Corbin kind of got his points last week, but it's not as if Corbin had 50% of your points. You got really good balance in both those wins on the offensive end, didn't you?
We did, and that's, you know, one of the other aspects that we've been wanting other guys to do is to step up. You know, I thought, honestly, against Mercer, we had our two and three best players didn't have great games, so we leaned a lot on, you know, role players that haven't been asked to score before, and, you know, they stepped up in a big way and helped us out.
How much is Zach Cross starting to, you know, look for his offense and becoming a number two, a number three option for you on the offensive end?
He's getting better. He's getting a lot better. He's definitely improving on looking for his shot in the offensive side and trying to find openings. But, you know, really what Zach has improved on most and teams are starting to see is just how good defensively he is. You know, he's every bit of 6'2", 6'3", and super athletic. So he's making it tough for these really good guys that he's guarding to score.
Yeah, we were talking about Atlanta earlier, and Atlanta is on the docket for Grundy, but that's when the weather might not be all that good, 11:30 on Thursday morning. So we'll just kind of put a question mark next to that one. In the short term, Coach, this Winston team, I've seen them play. They got Yautsey inside, who's a big guy who can finish at the rim, only a sophomore. They're different because I don't know if they have that real dominant, you know, point guard. They've had so many Lewis's run through there, Eric's boys. So they're a little bit different at the guard position, but they can shoot the rock. So, you know, they haven't fallen off a cliff and going to be sitting there at, you know, 5-20 at the end of the year. This Winston team can play. And as you look at Winston, what kind of catches your eye?
Definitely the big man inside. You know, Winston's done a great job of getting him open and setting up offenses to get him the ball and let him work. You know, they're still traditional. They take care of the ball. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. So, you know, they're going to try to keep the game low and try to play great defense against you. So we're going to have to take care of the ball against them and work to keep the ball away from Yutzi's hands.
Putnam County, I'm not sure if they have the same squad last year. Kind of like Winston, I'm going to be really surprised if Putnam County has the same sort of March success this year as last, but they're still awfully good, and they played a lot of good people. Getting a chance to see them for your team, Coach, that can do nothing but improve the Panthers on Thursday the 29th, correct?
Correct. You know, we love playing bigger schools. just the physicality. We know what the physicality is like in basketball when you get into late February. So, you know, anytime you play a school who plays a pretty decent level of football and has guys who are really big and physical, it's always great for our guys from a learning aspect of understanding how to play physical without fouling. So, you know, we're excited for that game. We've seen them multiple times this summer, and it was always a fun game. So we're looking forward to that game.
That game scheduled for 1:30 at NCMC on Thursday the 29th. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll let you get on the way. Good luck against Winston tomorrow.
Thank you.